girls were getting very excited in the building here when
we said
that you were
coming. He's a little fox.
Yeah, yeah. Right. Do you still get a lot of Alwyns coming up to you and sort of?
They're not Alwyns. They're young.
It's actually I appeal to a broad range of women.
Yeah,
from 18, old to young.
18 to 118.
You wouldn't know anything about that.
He wouldn't.
Diverse range.
A
diverse
range. For
and
radio.
They're all fantastic.
Of course
they're
all
super,
are.
Yeah.
Too much.
They're all fantastic. Now, okay, so you're in here to talk about Taste.
Yeah.
When is that on?
The Taste is on from the 13th of June to the 16th.
Yeah, and 11 years, you were saying. It was 11 years?
14 years.
Yeah. That's scary.
I did the first one when it was actually in Dublin Castle.
Right.
Many
years
ago.
You were the only chef with one little pan.
Yeah. Yes.
And he had a little table selling scones.
I remember
it's
it was.
A long time.
I was doing a demo and I was doing. I was doing something that wouldn't turn out of the pan. It was a disaster.
Like an omelette.
Yeah, no, I think it was like an apple tartan or something like that.
Right.
But I've got much better now.
Yeah,
oh, good, okay. Much better. Well worth going to, guys.
I can say that I have stayed in Dunbrody House a couple of times and never got food poison. So that's a pretty good.
That's a positive too.
That is a positive.
So it's in the Ivy Gardens, which is an amazing
venue.
It's a super venue and it's great location and stuff like that. And then, you know, there's a whole range of chefs there, you know, between, you know, obviously
Clodagh McKenna.
Clodagh. You've got Edward Hayden that used to work for me.
Yeah.
I'm feeling very old now.
Is Edward Hayden
the
guy on Ireland AM?
He is, yeah.
Oh, hilarious. Character.
Yeah, character. Then you've got Rory O'Connor.
Yeah.
Chef Mark Moriarty, he's a great guy.
Kelly, isn't he like a
Paul is amazing.
Paul is great, down
pastry boy.
Yeah. But then you've got Aoife Newland, she's an amazing chef as well.
And then you've got more modern rising stars like Holly White, who's just brought out a book on veganism. Smack his bottom.
She's absolutely beautiful looking. Have you seen a picture?
We just googled
her to see who she was.
Googled her.
Do you go around seeing what the others are doing and try to put them off what they're cooking? I mean, is there competitions between chefs?
No.
Because I've seen Clark arm wrestle.
No. Seriously, years ago, absolutely.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Okay. Nah, just like you.
Yeah.
I'm sure you were listening to radio shows and saying, I wish I was him.
Of course you do.
Oh, he steals loads of ideas from
the show. They steal ideas off me.
No, they don't.
So would you have stolen little ideas?
Well, not that you steal ideas,
but borrow.
And you interpret it. Yeah. You might see something and inspire you to do something better.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's kind of how it works.
I always, because I was talking about, it was actually Dylan McGraw. What happens when you just go into a good restaurant, right, for dinner with your wife? Does the place go into panic? Like Kevin Dundon's here and, you know.
It probably does in a way.
It does a little bit, but it's fine. Listen, I'm very relaxed and chilled out.
Do you get it free?
I love food.
Do you get it free?
No. I don't want it free. I tell you the reason why I don't want it free, right? So a few places do. But when you have a really good meal in a restaurant and they give it to you for nothing, you don't want to go back.
Yeah.
Because it's unfair.
Yes, exactly.
Like,
you
let
feel
me pay
then
my way. Absolutely. I'd love a glass of wine.
Yeah.
Or a bottle. Yeah.
So if you get it free, you can't go back the next night. I'd be there the next day for lunch.
No, you can't really, because it's taking the mick then.
It is taking the mick.
And
you
can't really accept it free for one time and then not.
Four times is my limit.
Yeah. That's because he's a tight horse.
But that's not to say everybody stop giving me stuff.
But do you get anything for free now that you're like a very, very famous Johnny Super Value Pants?
Yeah.
Like, do you get any Knickers in the post?
I have had Knickers in the post.
I knew it would.
Yeah, that's where you lost
them. They were very large though.
They were large.
Yeah, very large.
Oh, Bridget's. Nobody wants a Bridget in the post.
So you get them thrown at you when you're doing little cookery demonstrations, because you're like the Tom Jones of chef.
No, I do have a few stalkers. And
you know what?
You know when you go around and you're doing these demos around the garden, there is one or two that seem to show
same
up.
Faces.
The same faces.
And they go, "Hi, Kevin, can you sign my chest?"
Do they scare you?
Do they go for the lips?
Yes. Yes.
What is that?
You give them a kiss on the cheek, the next minute, boom. And then
they do that sneaky last minute turn.
Yeah. And it's like, oh.
Yeah. Did that happen?
It's too familiar.
But it can get worse. There's one more step that it can go up, which is not great.
What, when they just grope?
No.
Tongue?
Yes.
No! You had a fan once. I was like, kiss you.
She was like, she was an elderly lady. So.
Elderly, yeah. Smelly owl.
Oh, God. Oh my goodness.
Oh my God.
Oh, you
so
know who
you
are.
What did you do? Did you say like, well,
oh. That's what I did.
Oh, and, oh that was nice.
And did she come back for more?
No.
Okay.
Okay.
No,
if you were that lady, please let us know. Was he a good snog? 440-4100.
Just to say, look, for the how many people actually end up at the Taste in the Ivy? Oh, it's jammed.
It's about 25,000, I think, over the 3 days.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
What's great about it is that what I love about Taste and has been for the last 14 years, it's kind of like an adult picnic.
Yeah. Mm.
And you're out and there's great music going on, there's great master classes going on. So you learn a bit, you drink a bit, you eat some snippets.
Boozy as well, you're allowed booze.
Oh, yeah. Boozy, yeah, very boozy.
There's fantastic snippets of you know, great restaurants giving out small plates and stuff like that. And this year, they've actually, you always use florins, which is like that little paper money.
Yeah.
But now it's gone. That's gone. So you can actually tap.
Because that was sort of annoying. That was sort of annoying. You had to go to the booth and give your money over and get all these florins.
And then you'd end up at home with a ton of florins.
Or you'd be dropped on the floor after three glasses of Prosecco, you know what I mean? So now you can just tip and tap and off you go.
Yeah, exactly.
Tip and tap.
And there's also some great artisan producers there as well, showcasing themselves.
So it's a fiver per dish.
Yeah, so what they've done this year is that every restaurant does a dish for a fiver.
Okay.
Now, they can actually do an icon dish as well of the restaurant, and they can charge, which is a slightly bigger portion, and they can charge up to 12 euros, but it's more substantial. So
yes.
And are you doing some stuff every day just if the ladies want to get their tongues ready?
Oh, for God's sake. That is not a good ad for the ambassador of Supervalue and just a married, happily married man.
Very happy married, a fantastic family as well. I've got to say, a real family man.
Can we
both say that at the same time?
Well rehearsed.
It's because you're trying to convince yourself.
Well rehearsed. I'm actually on the Neff stage. So Neff is a big sponsor. I'm actually doing some cooking demos on Thursday. So we'll see you all there Thursday.
So do people bring their own ingredients or do they just watch you do it and write it down?
Yeah, watch me do it and write it down, and then we'll have a bit of crack. So we might put a couple of people up on the stage and cook with them. Yeah, and stuff like that.
Hazy, this will be right up your street because you know that he fancies himself as a chef, but it's only one dish he makes, and it involves chickpeas.
No, I'm not too bad now. But years ago, we did a pilot for
that's right.
Underdog's Dinner, yeah. and we were both cooking, and Gerald was filming us, and whatever I was cooking turned blue or something.
Yeah, but see, the trick was is that. I know nothing about music.
Yeah.
He knows nothing about food.
Yeah.
So by the end of the series, he was going to be an expert.
Chef.
Mm. And I was going to be...
A jock.
I would be sitting over there. Yeah.
That wouldn't be so handy because then he could fill in for you then when you're
there you
on
go.
Holidays.
Imagine?
Yeah,
he
could. Today, Colin could be sitting here talking about Taste and I could be presenting the show.
Needless to say,
that was so weird.
It wasn't commissioned.
It wasn't commissioned.
Thank God it wasn't.
Yeah, but if I ever hear any TV show called Underdog's Dinners, I would kill you. Okay, and just to say that Taste of Dublin is on in what day was it? 14th? Is it 14th?
13th, 16th. God, you don't even listen like that.
There it is. No, it's in front of me.
I am a better friend to you, as we know. Aren't 13th. I? I'm a better friend.
Thank you. Yeah.
Okay, 13th, 16th.
13th, the 16th.
And you'll be appearing with Ruth Scott. You're on stage with Ruth Scott. Do you know that?
I am. I know Ruth well. Okay. I danced with her.
Oh, you did, didn't you? Yeah.
You know that Jigs and Reel thing?
Jigs and Reel. How many years ago was that?
Oh, my God.
Yes. I know. That was scary.
How many years ago was that?
Oh.
I think it was about 9 years.
Wow.
Has to be that. Hold on.
Be easy. Oh, no, it's longer than that, I'd say.
Now, we have a listener, Danielle. She says, I had the pleasure of meeting Kevin about 10 years ago when I worked at the Village at Lyons. I was having, was it something out by the canal when Kevin and his mates pulled up in kayaks.
Okay.
Looking for somewhere to have a pint.
No.
I told them to stop for lunch, which they did, and they paid. They were all lovely, and I remember Kevin being one of the nicest guys I've ever met, so I slipped him my tongue. Okay, no, she didn't do that.
that was an hilarious trip because four of us went kayaking from Dublin
long way
to the Shannon.
Yeah. Right.
right?
And you kayaked all the way down.
Yeah. Wow. So, but our wives left us, and it was lashing rain.
Yeah.
And they're all waving. And they're saying, "Oh, I feel so sorry for them." We went around the corner and pulled into the Village of Lights. And then we got a taxi to our hotel. But they don't know that till now.
Good morning, everybody. Good morning.
Oh, brilliant, brilliant. Okay, just before you go, we have to ask, as we do with all our guests,
yes.
And this is the serious part now.
It's not really serious.
And this is the last five questions you will ever be asked.
Okay.
Chef Kevin Dundon.
Will I go first? Yeah. Okay. What was the last movie that you watched?
Oh, the last.
Give a clip.
Yeah, Hanover. Hangover 3.
Oh, for God's sake. It was How long ago was that?
2 days ago. It was on TV.
Okay.
It was excellent.
Right, okay, we'll accept that.
Hangover 3, in fairness.
Yeah,
have you done the other two?
I have, yeah.
Okay, well, that's okay.
Have you not been to the cinema in a long time?
No.
No, too busy.
Oh, I saw Bohemian Rhapsody.
There
was a great movie.
That was
I
great.
I still
movie.
Haven't seen it.
Yeah. Great I movie. Cried.
Did you cry?
I cried at it because it was... at Live Aid, that point.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah, it was amazing.
That was amazing, yeah.
You need to go see Rocket Man, the Elton John story.
Yes.
That's that brilliant might finish as well. Him off.
Yeah. Yeah, it'll finish you off. The last time you had it, the last takeaway you ate?
The takeaways that I go for would be a curry.
Okay.
Ooh. Yeah, so the one
spicy.
That I would... Yeah, Cafe Goa in Waterford, an amazing Indian. And then Waterford, so I'd always go because it travels really well, and it's actually it gets better in time.
Oh, okay. So if you were in Dublin, would you order a takeaway from Waterford?
No, if I was in Dublin, I would definitely order a takeaway from Pickle, one of my favourite Indian restaurants.
I'm just thinking, what
Dublin.
If I got that curry? Living in Dublin.
From Waterford.
Well, imagine by the time it got to me, it'd be
beautiful. Perfect. Yeah.
Well, just
it'd be perfect. You might have to heat it up a little bit, but
I wouldn't
that,
mind.
Would be grand.
I can microwave it.
But could you imagine the poor bloke on the Deliveroo bicycle?
No, don't worry about him.
You'll have to send him upstairs to go
He's
to sleep.
Fine. Okay, what time did you go to bed at last night?
About 9:10. Ah, oh. There you go. You weren't expecting that one now,
That's
were you?
Very early.
Yeah, it's good. I've gotten really good in my old age.
Look at you.
9:10.
I'm so happy.
What? Do you read?
No, I actually turned on the telly and I was staying in Dublin and Love Island
thing
was on?
Yeah.
And I fell asleep.
There you go.
Such a liar. You didn't fall asleep. You watched the whole thing and enjoyed it immensely.
Now, when's the last time you wore a hat? I've never seen you wear a hat.
I wore a hat. I brought Tom, my young boy, over to Glasgow.
Right.
It's a Leinster match there last weekend.
Okay.
So I wore a Leinster hat last weekend.
Great.
Okay.
Was that his first trip away with you to the
We had a great boys' road trip. Emily graduated from school there last week in Kilkenny.
Wow.
And then we drove up to Tom and myself drove up to Belfast.
Yeah.
Then we picked up my cousin or his cousin and Kieran, and we got the ferry across. It was a real road trip.
Yeah.
Stayed overnight.
Yeah.
Went to the match, had a great dinner. And then came back in the ferry the next day. It was great. It was
what
really
a
great.
Nice boys, like boys bonding time.
Yeah, it was super. It was
it's
really good.
Making memories. And finally, but I think you might have answered it. What? When was the last time you cried?
Actually, yesterday.
Watching Love Island.
No, because I was saying goodbye to my two daughters because they were going back to school to sit. One was Emily sitting her leaving cert today, and the other one was sitting
Emily.
Her junior cert. And I'm so proud of the two of them.
Yeah.
And I cried.
Oh. He's a proud dad.
And oh my God, he's hot and emotional. Yeah.
Look, there's tears in my eyes again. I'm such a softie, it's ridiculous.
He's going to start again.
When's the last time he cried? 2 seconds
Let's
ago.
Go.
Kevin, always good to have you.
Good to
great
see
to see you. And reminding everybody, the Taste
good
of
luck
Dublin.
With Taste.
Yeah, it's June 13th to June 16th. It's going to be amazing.